Much. Mr. Chairperson, ministers and secretaries of state, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, Belgium congratulates Mr. Dr. Chu Jong-yu, election as Director General, and wishes him every success in his new duties. Belgium is looking forward to collaborate with him to achieve a world with zero hunger. We thank also Dr. Graciano da Silva for his commitment throughout the past 8 years. Belgium applauds FAO for choosing the central theme of the 41st conference, which is devoted to the coherence between migration, agriculture and rural development. Migration should be a choice, not a necessity. International cooperation should address the structural drivers of large movements of people and create conditions that allow communities to live in peace and prosperity in their homelands. Belgium emphasized the important role that FAO can play in addressing the root causes of internal and international migration and displacement and harnessing the developmental potential of migration, especially in terms of food security and poverty reduction. The contribution of returning migrants to rural areas can be enhanced by providing a conducive environment for business and investment and supporting migrants' integration into local labour markets. Therefore, the Belgium Government Development Cooperation drastically shifted the focus towards the promotion of sustainable entrepreneurship in agriculture. From keeping farmers alive, we switched to supporting farmers as entrepreneurs in society. In this regard, the empowerment of farmers, and especially women and girls, whose role as a dynamic actor should not be forgotten, is crucial. As food security continues to be a major threat in Africa, we stress the importance of sustainable development in the least developed African countries. Ladies and gentlemen, FAO is a long-standing and important partner for Belgium. There are many areas where Belgium's and FAO's development visions align, especially the shared belief in agriculture's unique position as a catalyst for rural development, job creation, poverty reduction and sustainable growth. In the last biennium, Belgium has deepened its engagement with FAO in a number of notable ways, including through a framework agreement signed in 2016. Furthermore, Belgium had very fruitful and results-focused bilateral consultation with FAO and WFP last December, including a joint session with the two organizations. This resulted in a concrete action plan to strengthen and deepen our future collaboration in view of reaching the SDG targets. In this regard, we want to emphasize the rights of those who are left behind, for instance, vulnerable people living in remote rural areas. Furthermore, Belgium would like to stress that if we want to achieve the Agenda 2030, the inclusion of the private sector and new ways of financing are key. We count on FAO to provide us with special knowledge and good practices concerning the development of a dynamic private sector within the agriculture sector. To conclude, Belgium is proud to be one of the top 10 FAO bilateral donors for voluntary contributions. Belgium always chooses the modalities that allow FAO to work in the most efficient way possible. Multi-year commitment in the form of unrestricted voluntary contributions through the FMM and contributions to the FAO Special Fund for Emergency Activities to enable FAO to respond with flexibility and speed to humanitarian crisis. Belgium looks forward to continuing working with FAO in resilience and food crisis, sustainable agriculture, and in developing improved mechanisms for flexible funding. Thank you very much.